Malaysia Airlines says it has lost contact with a flight traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board. The carrier said it is currently working with the authorities, who have activated their search and rescue teams to locate the aircraft. Bahrainis held protests in a northern region of Karbabad, condemning Al-Khalifa regime's deadly crackdown on the Saudi occupation of the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Saudi Arabia sent its forces into Bahrain after the uprising broke out in 2011. Whistleblower Edward Snowden says the U.S. pressures EU states to change their laws to enable mass spying. Snowden, who now lives in a Russian safe house, said he repeatedly tried to go through official channels to raise concerns about the U.S. spying, but his warnings fell on deaf ears. Ukraine says it may go to the UN General Assembly if the Security Council fails to act against Russia's moves in Crimea. Russia can veto any Security Council resolution demanding that it leave Crimea, but the General Assembly can hold an emergency session if the Council is deadlocked. Unidentified gunmen have taken over a missile defense post in Crimea. Reports say the armed men captured the post in the city of Sevastopol without firing a shot. Ukraine says the gunmen are Russian. At least three Muslim civilians have been killed in the Central African Republic. The men were trying to flee the capital, Bangui, when a Christian mobs had decapitated Muslims on the streets. Friday's bloodshed was the latest violence against Muslims in the CAR. And a U.S. judge has cancelled a fine imposed by the Federal Aviation Administration on the operator of a small drone. The judge ruled that the FAA has no authority over small unmanned aircraft. Observers say the ruling could result in a rise in small drones in U.S. skies.